This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The home ownership rate in Delaware decreased by 3% over the past decade, from 74% to 71% as of 2023. And that's still higher than the national rate, which sits at 64%. So about a quarter of the state's housing units are occupied by renters. There are state and municipal laws to protect renters, but sometimes it's difficult to dissect those rules. Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee recently sat down with the Community Legal Aid Society's Deputy Director, Sarah Spangler-Rhine, to go over tenant rights in Delaware.
In Delaware, eviction filings have declined. From 2019, where we had 7,749 evictions filed, in 2024, we only had 11,400 filed. So that doesn't mean that evictions aren't happening. However, we still have a pretty high per capita eviction rate. And early intervention into eviction is really, really important. So what I mean by early intervention is if you get a letter from your landlord saying that you violated any portion of your lease, or if you get a letter from your landlord saying that you haven't paid any portion of your rent, you should immediately be communicating with your landlord. And if you are unable to do that, you should immediately be reaching out to legal services to see if you qualify for the right to representation. That's a statutory right that provides tenants facing eviction with the right to have someone with them through the eviction process. You can go to delegalhelplink.org and fill out an online intake. If you are not eligible for free legal assistance, reaching out is also a good idea because you may be able to get directed to other resources that are available to you.
I figured I would structure our conversation going in order of becoming or being a tenant. So from when you're touring a place to rent to moving out, essentially. Starting at the beginning, can you tell me a little bit about what folks should look out for when they're touring or looking at a lease, even for red flags that they need to look out for?
First, you know, there are a number of housing search tools in the state for affordable housing and for housing that is available. I would advise folks to use reputable sources. And, you know, if someone is offering you housing through a non-reputable source like Facebook or, you know, eBay or something, that you make sure that you see the property and meet the landlord before signing a lease or giving anybody any money. Also, you should know that when you apply for housing, you can be asked to pay for the application, and there is no guarantee that the landlord will process that application. All leases are contracts between a landlord and a tenant, so most leases include rules or promises that a tenant must make. You know, some examples would be, you know, a promise not to disturb your neighbors, a promise not to do things without the landlord's permission. A landlord-tenant code also has rules that a landlord must follow as part of a lease, and that's, you know, the promise to keep the property clean and safe and the promise not to damage or destroy the property. You should read a lease before you sign it. If there's anything in the lease that seems wrong, you should ask the landlord about it or consult a reputable source. So I might say this a few times during this conversation, but ChatGPT and Google are often wrong about Delaware law. Those are not the places that you should go for information. You should go to the JP Courts website or the Delaware Courts website or one of the legal aid organization websites, or you can call legal aid organizations for assistance if you have questions about the legality of the lease that you're signing.
And how can someone considering signing a lease check that their place is up to code?
Yeah, so every individual jurisdiction in Delaware has different rules about how a landlord must register the property with the locality. So you can contact your locality to inquire about the property. You can also do a property search to ensure that, you know, the person that says that they own the property does in fact own the property, and to see how long they've owned that property. Also, just again, you know, you should ask the landlord to walk through a property before you sign a lease.
The next step is moving in. I understand that Delaware law says landlords have a duty to keep their units safe and clean. Can you talk a little bit about the requirements there and what people should be able to expect from their landlords?
Landlords are responsible for, as you said, for keeping the unit safe and clean. They're also responsible for ensuring that essential services are provided. So that would be heat, hot water, water, electricity. Of course, the tenant may be responsible for paying the bills for those items, but the landlord has to ensure that those things are available on the property. You should make sure that in the lease you understand what utilities are and aren't included in your rent payment, and what appliances aren't and aren't included. So if the property comes equipped with, say, a washer, a dryer, a refrigerator, a stove, all of those things need to be maintained in working order by the landlord. As a tenant, you're responsible for ensuring that the property is well kept, right? So keeping it clean, making minor repairs, and by that I mean like very minor repairs on your own that the landlord might not need to be called for, like replacing a light bulb. Landlords are responsible for providing maintenance in the properties that are rented by individuals. There can be a maintenance fee. Again, you'd reference your lease to determine if there's a maintenance fee. When you call your landlord to request maintenance, the landlord then can access your unit without giving you 48 hours of notice. So they could show up and knock on the door and ask to provide maintenance. Also important that maintenance can include treatment for infestation. So if you have, either rodents or cockroaches or other infestation that the landlord can be reported to the landlord, and they can show up and provide that service.
What should a tenant do if they've asked for something to be fixed, like heat, electric, water, cooling in the summer, but it's still not up to working order and some time has passed?
This is one of the most important things that I will say ever, and that is that if you have a problem, particularly with an essential service in your home, like heat, hot water, electricity, you should immediately put that in writing to your landlord. And depending on the severity of the issue, the landlord has a very short amount of time to make those repairs. So, you should not be living in a house without heat or hot water or electricity. If the landlord fails to make those repairs, the landlord-tenant code provides for either termination of the lease or withholding of 2/3 of your rental amount. I would caution people against doing this without some legal advice, because it's a hard, the ability to navigate that part of the landlord-tenant code is difficult. I would underline and highlight and put exclamation points beside the fact that you may not simply withhold your rent to your landlord if there is a problem with utilities or there's a problem with the conditions of the home. There is a new regulation that a gas or utility company cannot shut off service for non-payment during certain periods of the year, and if it's under 35 degrees. And so as we're going into what I suspect is going to be a very cold winter, I would like folks to know that between December 21st and January 1st, no utility shutoffs can happen. And from November 1st to March 31st, the utility shutoff cannot happen if the temperature is under 35 degrees. In addition, if your utilities are going to be turned off, the utility company must give you 14 calendar days notice before the utilities are turned off. So if you have the need for utilities because you have a medical issue, you can seek a medical exemption from your utility companies.
How should renters submit requests in writing? Does a text count? Should it be a letter?
Oh man, that's an $1 million question. So the best legal advice is that you should always put things in writing in a letter and send it to your landlord's certified mail and keep a copy of that notice. However, certainly if you wake up in the morning and your house is 20 degrees because there's no heat, a text message to the landlord immediately shows that you're providing the landlord with notice, and so you should absolutely do that immediately. If you follow up in writing with a letter sent by certified mail, that's even better. But anything in writing, I think, in a situation where there's an emergent need is the most important, right? To get the information to the landlord quickly.
If you've put something in writing and you've requested that services be done, but a necessary utility, let's say, is out and it's not addressed, we're talking extreme circumstances. Let's say it's been like 4 days. It's the dead of winter, no heat. What's the next step?
Yeah, so if more than 48 hours have passed, you should follow up with your landlord in writing and say, you know, this problem continues. It has not been fixed. You may immediately terminate your rental agreement. If you get to the middle of your lease term and you don't have heat in your house, our laws provide you with the right to terminate your lease. So if you have somewhere else to go and you just want to move out, you could do that. Or again, following up with written notice to the landlord, and best practice would be a letter sent by certified mail. You can keep 2/3 of your rent every day that hot water, heat, water, electricity are not provided to you, or if the landlord doesn't provide you with substitute housing. And again, I would really suggest that folks seek legal assistance if they do not have heat, hot water, electricity for more than a few hours.
Thanks to Classy's Deputy Director, Sarah Spangler-Ryan, and our Abigail Lee for joining us on The Green this week. Next on The Green, Arts Playlist, where we learn about the latest exhibition at the Delaware Division of the Arts Mezzanine Gallery and the artist behind it. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.